A man is not old until he stops learning. When you stop learning, you start dying. Learning is the key to greatness. Join us every Sunday at Global Impact Church at The Good Land, Ifako Bus Stop, Oworonsoki, Ogbudu Expressway, Lagos, Nigeria. Host, Yemi and Bimbo Davids. For inquiries, visit www.globalimpactng.org. Global Impact Church. Think greatness. Achieve greatness.
I will celebrate Christmas again. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Could I please have your strength? I love your spirit. I love your heart. And I also love your foundation. It's showing that you've been grounded in the Word and in God. And then you began to soar. We're going to have you again, okay? We're going to have you again. And for those of us that didn't know those songs, look what you've done. All right. It's easy to grasp, isn't it? The other ones, on your way to work tomorrow, when nobody is there, put it on and be cramming it. Glory to God. Now, our time is already gone, but it's beautifully spent, isn't it? For those joining us for the first time, this is our third service here at the Good Land. If you're joining online, let's appreciate our global audience. It's a global ministry. It's on relationships. We're just building it up. Believe me, your relationship can either be a heaven or a hell. Not just in marriage, you're relating with people. It's frustrating when people don't seem to like you. Nobody likes that. So we're not just talking about marriage, or courtship. We're talking about relationship management. And we were created for connections. Even God, in Genesis 1, you hear, let us make man in our own image. He never said, I'm God, the creator of heavens and the earth. I want to make man. Let us make. It looks like a collaboration. In fact, we have Father, Son, and the Spirit. So you can't succeed on a sustainable basis if you don't know how to connect with people. And then when we now begin to talk about marriage, it flows into the way you now handle your marriage. I don't believe you can do well in marriage if you've not been handling your day-to-day relationships well. And this kind of service will inspire you, will inform you, and there will be moments of corrections. Don't take it personal. Just pick up those lessons and you find that you're better off for it. I wasn't always like this. For those who are on campus with us, I'm still a bit tough, but I was extremely tough when I was on campus. It was not so easy. But you have to allow God's word to refine you. And somehow people now begin to even doubt your original temperament because you've gone beyond that, okay? If they used to think you are lazy, they should begin to see that, he's a diligent person. If they say, he's a tough woman or tough man, he's a loving man, kind man, because God's word shapes us. Now, Ecclesiastes 4, verse 9, I want to talk about agreement, the power of agreement. Especially in a year of expansion, you cannot achieve expansion or increase by yourself. You need other people. Can we read it together? One, two, go. Two. Amen. Are we there? One, two, go. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. No matter how gifted, no matter how talented, experienced you are, God is saying, when you try to do things only by yourself, you are still cheating yourself. Because two are better than one. They have a better reward for their labor. Now, if you go further, verse 10, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Verse 11. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Verse 12. Though one may be overpowered by another, two can what? Withstand him, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. Leviticus 26, verse 8. I just want to also see the scriptures because, especially for men, there is a tendency when you are intelligent, you are hardworking, to start thinking that I myself am alone. I'm enough. And people do that also, even in church at times, you know, when you are gifted, you're experienced, you can think that, I don't really need, it's a heart condition when you think you can handle that matter alone. No, we need other people. Tell your neighbor, I need you. Okay, the way you are saying it should be based on the message. You don't look at a woman and say, I really need you. Of course, a relationship meeting, but so tell your neighbor, I need you. Say it in a motivational speaker's way, not in a romantic way. Don't look at the lady and just say, I need you. But maybe that's your wife, Sha, to be. So in case you are, I need, really need you. Five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put how many? You multiply results. You increase rewards. You multiply influence. 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. Matthew 18, verse 18. So we need other people, and God will bring them our way. We have to place value on them. And for those who are single in the house, I know you've heard so many things about marriage. Maybe your parents didn't even do well maritally. You've had friends that had issues. And your mind is already thinking, well, what is one that they said about marriage? I'm by myself. I'm okay. Don't let those things color your vision for the future. What you believe is what you become. I believe getting married, the Holy Spirit guiding your steps, your rewards will multiply. Your impact will be better with you and your wife or your husband. Don't close your marital destiny because of the experiences of other people. Don't cheat yourself. It says, assuredly, I said to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Verse 19, again, I said to you that if two of you do what? Agree. Somebody say agree. Agree on earth concerning anything that they ask. Of course, as long as it's covered by the word, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. Verse 20, for where two or three, verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, for there I'm in the midst of them. So you realize that agreement also becomes a prayer advantage for anyone. Now, he didn't say if two of you shall agree in marriage. That means if Pastor Shola and I are very close and we are working together, when we stand in agreement over things, we have a prayer advantage. Let's not relegate agreement to the place of marriage or courtship. No, if two people are good friends, covenant friends, and they stand in agreement, they have an advantage. They can produce better results. So when a team works together, when a church, the various teams are working together, when in your place of business, the team works together, you realize that no matter what fruit or result you have seen before, you are able to produce better results. Psalms 133 is a popular psalm talking about the place of unity. I'm saying that because one of the things my wife and I had to keep working on this year intentionally is prayer of agreement. Oh, when I'm praying by myself as a pastor, I see fire. I feel God's power. And I've also peeped when she's also praying. I see fire. I see, very intentional flow. Now, let's bring it together, especially on certain matters. And then you find that the rewards are faster. And you can do that with a friend, with a sister, with a brother, where you have agreement. Say, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in what? Unity. What happens? It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the bed of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. The place of unity is the place of uncommon blessings. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For that place of unity, there is commanded blessing. I always love when our pastors will pray together online or physically. I love when ministers will pray together, because no matter how powerful each of us have, you know, the fire we have, when we come together, we produce greater results. Now, if you are the enemy, then you don't like when people are in agreement. It's the reason why marriages come under attacks a lot. It's the reason why most teams can't cooperate with each other. The enemy wants to weaken the results or reduce the output. We must stand our ground and take advantage of agreement. Somebody say agreement. Somebody say agreement. Yeah, and for those of us that are married, I want to challenge you. You need to take advantage of that for 2024. The kind of challenges coming at us economically, spiritually, in terms of security and other things, require greater power. You can't be running on your own, praying with your husband. Pray, even if it's a 10 minutes prayer, 30 minutes prayer, 5 minutes prayer of agreement over matters, over contracts, over finances, over the children's health, you will produce better fruits. Don't cheat yourself. Don't let the enemy divide you and then hinder the flow of God's blessings. Now, why is it that people don't like to collaborate or work with other people? Now, bringing it down to social settings, you have to agree that everyone has something to contribute. Last 2 weeks, when I was talking about relationship matters, I started with, I think, humility. And I want to start from there again. Humility. You are not all in all. You need other people. Galatians 5, verse 25. Before Galatians 5, 25, Romans 12, 3. Romans 12, 3. I need you, you need me. This will help your business. It will help your career. It will help your entire life. Just that awareness that others have something to contribute that makes it better. It says, for I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not what? Are you here this afternoon or so? Not to do what? Think of himself more highly than you ought to think. You have a tendency, because of the flesh, to think more highly than you think of yourself. And the summary of that line is pride. Overestimation of yourself. I don't need him. I don't need her. I can handle it by myself. Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think what? Soberly. Somebody says soberly. As God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Verse 4. For as we have many, what? Members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. So you can't do all the function. You will goof somewhere. You will spoil it somewhere. Oh, Pastor Shola, please. I have to trouble you. Come. According to first and second service. Come. Now, there are many parts of his body, right? Your parts are complete, I believe. Even the ones we cannot see, Abby. Now, look at the way the hands are, you know, the stretch of the hands and the legs. You know, they look similar. Abby, if you look at sometimes even the length could almost be the same. But do they have the same function? You can't say because as a hand, I'm long. Anything, I don't need anything long around me. See, I don't even need the legs. Walking on your hands doesn't make you okay. But some of us do like that. You don't look disfigured. You look ugly because you are trying to perform functions that is not yours. The eyes see but cannot smell. The ears can hear but cannot really see. I'm saying this even in the context of marriage. You will be a different husband, especially for the man that is a bit maybe extroverted, and you are strong and you accomplish things, to understand that there must be a reason why God brought that woman into your life. And if you are not allowing that woman her expression, you might think you are successful, but you are running on 50%, maybe 35%. And you might also realize that somebody else that is not as strong as you as a man, you know, maybe as talented as you think, but because that man is cooperating with his own wife, they now produce better results than you do. Because they are running on 75 or maybe 90%. There's a place for the mouth. Every part, the internal organs, which are very, you know, I don't want to say sacred, but very delicate. Yeah, delicate. They have their roles to play. The lungs, the heart. Some of them appear ugly. If I open him up, let me open him up. Give me a blade or something. Or knife. I wanted to open you up, you know. Okay, just, okay. You know, if I open him up and you see the lungs, I mean, if you've seen some of those videos, when the heart is beating, it's very scary. It's not as beautiful as maybe your nose, but it's more important. So don't look down on people because they are not as beautiful or as tall or as maybe refined as you are. The lungs, if you look at the intestines, go and check those videos. Just like these, you have the small intestines, we have the large intestines, and they're, you know, it looks wobbled. It looks like, what is this? It's a major thing. And thank God it's still April. There's so much others can add to you, and so much you can also add to others. Glory to God. Now look at this verse 4. Let's look at NLT, and maybe TPT. Just so he said, for as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function. NLT says, just as our bodies have many what? Parts, and each part has a what? Special function. Can you agree that your husband has a special function? Your wife has a special function. Not just small function. Not just irrelevant function. Special function. Now, if you look at your wife or husband or your friends like that, if it's a special function, will it not affect the way you talk to them? The value you place on them. It is how we see people that we talk to them. So you see a man at times talk down on his wife. Somehow in his analysis, she's nothing. She's not, she is wishing she's bigger than that or better than that. That means he has sized that up, and the value is not a special function. Maybe no function at times in his mind. And some women are also like that. So you see them, they can jettison people. I don't need to call her. I don't need to talk to anybody, because somehow you feel you are the only function. You're not the only function. ERV says, each one of us has one body, and that body has how many parts? Many parts. These parts don't all do the same thing. I've given examples severally of Pastor Bimbo, especially with the children. We have 4 daughters, and she's done a lot. I mean, I'm busy. She's also very busy with church. She's the busiest in all our time of marrying, I mean, from last year. But she has to help with the kids. It might look as nothing somebody else, but the kind of assignments they give the kids today, I wonder whether I went to school myself. Believe me, mathematics especially. And now one of our daughters doing physics and everything, I can't remember anything except Bible and some other things that I'm preaching, you know, because when one day she wanted to, you know, I don't know whether she was intentional. I think it was intentional. She told the daughter to come and show daddy. Daddy will help her. I think it was intentional. She wanted to, like, embarrass me. So she came. When I even saw the thing, you know, I have to be asking, do you also understand this thing? Like, what is this? So I begged her, go and meet your mommy. And they're doing well in school. The extra, sometimes 1 hour, 30 minutes, helping them to put things in shape. That's school. Then personal grooming as a woman. It's a whole lot. That, I think, is more than a special function. I can't do that by myself. So even when I'm angry at times, God forbid, I don't need her. You got this, what is this woman? I don't need her. When I remember them, I say, I need her. I need her. I need her. Tell your neighbor. And people even share testimonies in church. They say the beautiful smile of Pastor Bimbo, they love it and they like the church. So I think I need you. Amen. You know, because I don't know that my own smile. Do they say my own smile too? It's very. It's very nice. There's something in that person as your friend. I have friends in the ministry. I had to sit down one day and look right into them. There are certain things that they have I don't have. People carry things. It takes a humble heart to discern it and allow them impart you with it, and your life will be better. Stop despising people. Stop looking down on people, because the way you shout at people or look at people or treat people is a function of your heart. Let's go to Galatians 5, verse 25. And sometimes people now do that in marriage. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk, what? In the Spirit. Look at verse 26. Let us not become, what? Conceited, provoking one another. Another verse is loaded. It shows the reason why sometimes people don't value others or allow others to do their own part. If can you have that in maybe the KJV itself? I think the KJV itself. KJV. That word conceited has to do with pride, arrogance. Another way, oh hey, look at this. Wow. Let us not be desirous of what? Somebody say vainglory. There is something in everyone that likes to carry all the glory to themselves. So when something is supposed to be a group of people or two people, he or she would like them to say, ah, he's the one that did everything. There's something in us that wants that, but it's vainglory. So you don't mind stretching yourself, you know, or kicking everybody away. Let me be the only one that did this, so they can say, ah, it was Chief so-and-so that did everything. It can happen in a marriage where a man wants everybody to believe he's the only thing in the marriage. My wife is nothing. Or if you are the woman, maybe you're earning more self. My husband is nothing. So a lot of things you might be doing might not really be because you are generous or because you are hardworking, but because of vainglory. Let the entire family be calling my name. Let everybody see that I'm all in awe. And then when they call a meeting and say, oh, look at brother so-and-so, sister so-and-so. We must not feel proud and boast about ourselves. ERV. We must not cause trouble for each other or be what? Jealous of each other. By the way, all the glory must go to God, isn't it? All the glory must go to God. So one of the ways we're able to, if I believe when I pray, things happen. Oh, I've seen things happen. If I overestimate that, I won't say I need prayer of agreement. I don't need her to pray with me. But if I understand that there is a dimension she brings, there is a power she brings, there is a path she brings, and I'm humble enough to acknowledge that, I want her to come and pray with me. The same thing happens in businesses. There's a role your deputy manager will play. There's a role your team member will play that will change the entire outlook of everything. Praise the Lord. The place of agreement is the place of power. Let me round up because of time. I want to also talk again about adaptation. I just want to re-echo it. I did that 2 weeks ago. 1 Corinthians 9:19. One of the ways agreement works is for me to be able to adapt, right? This is very important because the way I pray is not the way she prays. So if I only think my own prayer style is the one that works, I will not take our own style serious. She's just talking like a woman. Have you seen a Chinese man pray before? A Christian Chinese man. They don't pray like you pray, but God answers them. But you think the only prayer that God answers is until you shake your head and hit the floor, which is not bad. But it doesn't now mean the man that is gentle talking. You don't know the kind of fire coming from his heart to God. Adaptation is making to fit. You know, allowing a collaboration by bending, not compromising, adapting. So Paul was talking about the gospel, but we can apply it to relationships. And I want us to read it in that light. 1 Corinthians 9:19. Praise the Lord. It says, for though, what? I'm free from all men. And that's what I started from. You are actually free. Sometimes you hear, you know, in a couple or something, the woman wants to be free to do what she wants to do. The man too wants to be free. You know, you hear things of my life. No, it's not your life anymore. It's not. The same way now as your pastor, do you know it's not my life anymore? I can't be saying I'm free to do what I am. I'm not free. Believe me, in that context. There are some things I will do where I live. When you see it, you will feel embarrassed as a member of the church. I'll be hurting you. So I'm not free in that sense. So if you understand that, you can't say as a woman, this is what I want to do. It gives me joy and I must do it. No, you have to look at it in the context of the union of others. He said, for though I'm free from all men, I have what? Made myself a what? Servant to all, that I might win. You can't win in marriage. You can't win in relationships without adaptation. Believe me. And the word there is servant. Servant to all. How do you want us to do it? What route should we take? How can we? And then you find a win-win situation. Sometimes as a leader of a team, don't let your ideas be the only idea everybody follow. Some of us, that our esteem needs to be regulated properly. You only like when it's only your idea. And, you know, it's a lot about our upbringing. I learned many years ago as a leader that there are times your own idea might even be better. But let other people's idea flourish. You know why? You are encouraging them. How will you feel if you go for a meeting? Every time you go for the meeting, you talk for 2 hours. And the only thing you do is what Oga says. One day when they call for a meeting, you know where the meeting is going to. It's only what Oga says we will do eventually. Otherwise, just disturbing us. You're not helping my own esteem when you make me feel I don't have any creative idea. I don't have anything to contribute. Let your wife win. You want to go to this restaurant and then she says, I don't want that particular place. Let's go here. And then you come up with a theological explanation. Oh, why should you go to that restaurant? And everybody go. And every time it's only your own restaurant. It looks like a small thing. If you know what that kind of thing has cost in some families. And then everybody now goes to that place. I mean, we grew up like that. You now go to the restaurant, everybody now be frowning. Only daddy is smiling. Because it's his own restaurant. It's as simple as a child wants to do music in school, and the daddy to please family people in the village, the child must do medicine. You know how those things happen, right? And then the dad forces the child to do medicine, and he says, I want to do music. The guy now gets into school. Yes, he's doing medicine, but he hates cadaver. And he's there, he's not happy, but daddy is happy at home. And then when he goes for any meeting, my son is now number second year of medicine. That's vainglory. It's all about you. And then the moment the child insists, I'm not saying she do music. Sorry, I just as I was saying, I was just wondering, so that people don't come and give us a strange courses they want to do in school. Sorry. Just because I'm just putting myself down. Okay, what if my daughter says she wants to do music in school? It's okay, really. It's okay. Isn't it okay? It's okay. It's okay. I even like those kind of courses because when we were growing up, they said we should not play football. Abby, you go and play ball, your leg is dirty. Slap, bah. Why are you coming from? Go and wash your leg if I see you. So we felt all those things are nothing. Comedy, music, entertainment. Everyone was with geology, banking, finance. What else? Accounting, law. Which one did they tell you? Nursing, engineering. And then we started hearing those footballers earning $100,000 in a week. What? Somebody sings and they pay him $20 million. And then daddy himself, on his way from work, goes to buy ball, football. Daddy. For Junior. Junior, I have a gift for you. And brings ball to Junior. Junior's there. Raise it. Junior, you can. You can. People are different too. I'm left-handed. Maybe you are right-handed. And I'm grateful my parents did not force me to use my right hand. Because when I'm writing at times, it looks very ugly. I bend like this. When I was growing up, I bend like this in class to write. It doesn't look beautiful, but I'm intelligent. I was first. I only came second, I think once in my primary school. But when I look at it, because others are writing like this, to you, it must be the only way. How can my son be writing like this? You now begin to slap. Use your right hand. Use your right hand. And then you scatter the child's life. Place value on people. place value on people, adapt. So my parents had to adapt to that model. They even just joke about it, but I continued with it. I used to throw stones with my left hand. If I throw you, you will know that I'm a Benjamite from scriptures. And I used to play 11. If I wasn't a pastor, I might have been playing football now. 11, yes. And I cross like this. You lob it in, you know. But it looks odd. How many lefties do we have in service? Wow. Yeah, I was so glad one day I saw Left Hand Day or something. Day of for left-handed people. I didn't know that was a day dedicated to us. Do you know there's a day dedicated to us? The one I'm waiting for is Pastor's Day. There's no day for pastors. We have Mother's Day, Father's Day, everything day. We have water days. What about this for pastors? We're laboring. There should be a day for pastors. Not just abusing us on social media every time. Okay, let's go and close. The next verse, 1 Corinthians 9:19. So to the Jews, I became what? Verse 20. To the Jews, I became as a Jew. Not a, you know, as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as what? Under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. So sometimes you see in the body of Christ, there are some ministries that might not be at the level where you are in terms of spiritual understanding. But I don't think it's right to now start condemning them and say they don't understand grace, you know, blah, blah, blah. If they are looking like they're under the law, they're on their own process. But love is the only way to upgrade them, not condemnation. He said, those who are under the law, okay, this is what you understand for now. I'll meet you at your level. But we'll stay at your level, we'll keep getting better. But meeting you at your level should be done with humility and grace. You can be preaching grace in an ungracious way. I don't even understand me. You can be preaching grace in an unlovely way. To the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might win the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. Verse 21. To those who are without law, as without law. Not being without law toward God. That is, even if your own is, okay, you understand grace, but not grace to a fault. That is, you now become careless because of grace, you know. But under the law towards Christ, that I might win those without law. Look at verse 22. To the weak, now this is where it comes in. To the weak, I became as what? Weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. So that means this adaptation is only in the marriage setting. Everywhere you find yourself, you're working in a company. I mean, one of our pastors worked with some white people in the U.S., and the first time he said that, he was so shocked, they couldn't understand what he was saying. You know how it is now, when we speak English, it doesn't look like English. He said it wasn't easy for him when somebody had to interpret what he was saying to another manager, and he's speaking English. But he had to adapt. He had to calm down. I said, it's true. He didn't grow in that place. There's a way somebody has been hearing grammar for years, and then you now come and start speaking, it will look like you're speaking your dialect. But to now begin to react and say, what is it? It's racial. It's not racial anything. It's not racial anything. It's just, I can't hear what you are saying. So this kind of adaptation in businesses, careers, with people, it helps to impact destinies. Parents with our teenagers. I mean, thank God for great man. You saw the dimension now. I was joking with one of our pastors. I said, do you know any of these songs? He doesn't know any of them at all. And I can understand. Because some of us grew up with Nathaniel Bassey, right? And then Dunsi Onyeka. But that is not the only thing about the gospel music. We have Endless Ocean. We have Gaze Baba. We have Great Man. What's that again? Limo Blaze. You wonder, what's Limo Blaze? Is he a Christian? Yes. So, because if you don't understand the dimensions now, you can almost stifle your teenagers, your children. No, I don't know this one. This kind of music that sounds like Burna Boy's own. I don't know anything that looks like that. Chorus. It's sounding somehow. All these beats. What is wrong with the beat? Is there a heavenly beat and a demonic beat in that sense? But lyrics. So God will give us the humility and the grace to value each other in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to do something as we close. The person beside you, just ask for their name. We're going to rise up and just pray for them. Is that okay? Just ask for their name. Ask for their name. Can you get on the keyboard, please? Do you have their names now? Hello? It's humility too to ask. We know you're a big boy. Ask, sha. Or a big girl. Do you have their name? And you have somebody's name, right? At least one person, right? You have her name. Okay, you have his name. Can we rise up on our feet? And I'm going to pray for that person. Just something beyond you. And pray for them. And I want to add, like you will pray for yourself. Like you would pray for yourself. Let's lift up our voices. First, thank God for that person. If somebody is, if it's close to you, you can hold their hands. If they are close to you, you can hold their hand. But if not, you know, have their names, pray for them. Pray for them, bless them. Pray that the Holy Spirit will comfort them on every side. Pray that the very situations that they might be going through, that the Holy Spirit will supply wisdom. They will know what to do. They will not be stranded. I'm sure you are praying for someone. Mention their names. Now, as you pray, the Holy Ghost will also give you utterance. Pray if you feel the person is married, pray for their home. You are doing a miracle as you are praying. Something big is happening. Randa kala da pradeka. No distractions. Pray God's blessings upon their business and career, their walk with God to grow deeper. We are strengthening each other. We are placing value on their destiny. Thank you, Jesus. God is responding. Angels are picking up those prayers. Can you make proclamations, just like declarations? I declare that Bimbo is super blessed. I declare that Bimbo is filled with the Holy Ghost afresh. I declare that there's a rich supply of God's wisdom upon Bimbo's life. Just make some declarations. Even if you are coming to church for the first time, you can bless. You can declare. I declare there's a rich supply of wisdom. Abundant supply of wisdom. As decisions are made, the decisions will take them forward. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we are grateful. Can you go ahead and give thanks to God for answers to prayers? And as we have declared, it's performed. Angels have picked it up. The power of the Holy Ghost is putting it into shape. All necessities for it to come to pass. Kanda la pango londa kamba lando kata. De la bo tondo roko la pakotaza. Valado takabadosa tala kabade. Maradosa la kamba dako sanda keya padelosa. Encouragement, encouragement and strength. Encouragement, encouragement. Father, thank you. Encouragement and strength. Rekalabado kosa tala mana. Marodokosa namambra. Can you pray in the Holy Spirit some as we round up in this service? Can you pray in the Holy Ghost? Sekala bada, mandala bada, nandala bada, nandala bada, hada lo sakada, vela lo shakata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give you praise. Father, we are grateful for answers. We are grateful for everybody that you brought into our lives. Everyone that you brought into our lives. Everyone that you brought into our lives. Beyond our spouses, covenant friends, partners, we receive wisdom to collaborate, to multiply results in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us discretion to manage every situation that comes at every time. We give you the praise because we will maximize everything that you've brought, you have brought and you are bringing our way in the name of Jesus Christ. And for anyone here that have made any mistakes along these lines, and some people are missing in their lives that ought to be there, I ask for restoration in the name of Jesus Christ. Relationship restoration. Father, I ask specifically for relationship restoration. For some people, it's their marriage. Let there be friendship. Let there be rekindling of romance. Let there be restoration on every side. For those of us that have missed it in business or career pathway, you made a mistake somewhere and you lost a vital link that God gave to you. Right now, I declare that there'll be restoration right now. Let there be relationship restoration. Let there be family restoration. We multiply fruits. Your word says 5 will chase 1,000 and 100 will chase 10,000. Father, we receive multiplication of results in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please put your hands together for Jesus. Can you do it louder? Hallelujah. Let's get seated.
A man is not old until he stops learning. When you stop learning, you start dying. Learning is the key to greatness. Join us every Sunday at Global Impact Church at The Goodland, Ifako Bus Stop, Oworonsoki, Ogbudu Expressway, Lagos, Nigeria. Host, Yemi and Bimbo Davids. For inquiries, visit www.globalimpactng.org. Global Impact Church. Think greatness. Achieve greatness.